In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Match. E-harmony. Love-struck. Soulmates. You don't have to be a pub quiz fiend to work out the connection between them. There are a handful of dating agencies advertising at tube stations, in weekend supplements, and only a click away on Google. Deep within us, there is a human longing for love, commitment, and intimacy. Are you the one? Perhaps it feels increasingly commodified with an online profile pic, a witty tagline, and personal information serving as a marketing tool. Mobile dating apps like Tinder speed up the process of judging attraction with a quick left or right swipe across a screen. The blind date section in The Guardian uses a template of questions revealing hopes and expectations, first impressions and awkward moments, marks out of 10, and the possibility of meeting again. Are you the one, or do I wait for another? Even the latest BBC thriller, London Spy, turns in part on a conversation about being the one. The improbable mathematical odds disrupts a relationship which began in a chance encounter. The code is broken not by grid references, a complex formula, or clues sought in an overwhelming digital life in a city, but by a conversation about soulmates. One. The one. Or are we to wait for another? That there is one person who is all we need in life is a myth. But as friends and parents, we need to understand those cultural pressures to support and uphold those whom we cherish. When it comes to love and heartbreak, being single or being in a couple, it's more complicated than that, and more hopeful. For we don't exist as fragmented souls, but as human beings made in the image of God. We're created for companionship and shared endeavour, for intimacy and commitment on multiple levels. We are to be partakers of God's kingdom, finding rest for our restless hearts in His love, seeking peace in a troubled world, in His purposes. He is the one to whom the prophets direct our attention. In Him we live and move and have our being. Such ultimate hope accounts for the urgency of the questioning at the heart of today's gospel reading. Are you the one, or are we to wait for another? All the people from Judea and Jerusalem had flocked out to see John in the wilderness. But now he's confined, condemned, and silenced. Yet he hears rumours. Jesus is teaching, healing, arousing the suspicion of the authorities. Have John's hopes been fulfilled? Knowing that perhaps his time is short, he needs to know. Is Jesus the one for whom he prepared the way? Jesus answers by directing attention to the fruits of his ministry. He's bringing healing, freedom, renewal, and wholeness to those who are brokenhearted, bowed down, marginalized, and distressed. In him, the fullness of God's love dwells. The activity of God's mercy in Jesus is more than a response of individual repentance or a series of personal transformations. He is the one who fulfills hopes and gives meanings to whole communities. He draws us into a movement that brings renewal, which is revealed in changed lives. Where there is compassion, patience, and altruism in the face of adversity, God's kingdom breaks in. Are you the one? Yes. Are we to wait for another? No. God's kingdom is breaking in. We are to play our part in it, moment by moment, gesture by gesture. Our first reading drew attention to the depth of our longing for God. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. As we cry out, Lord, have mercy, in the wake of terror and seemingly random acts of violence, perhaps we too long for direct intervention on the part of God. As we cry out, Christ, have mercy, in the face of flooding, illness, pressure of work, and relationship strain, perhaps it feels that we're fading like a leaf. In all this, we are calling upon the name of God in our own words, or in the words of the psalms and the canticles we hear this morning. Here we are called back to walk in the ways of God's commandments. Isaiah's words acknowledge our frailty and our fickleness, our need for repentance. And yet God is not far from us. In our worship, we take that step of turning back to God, of letting go of the desire to do things in our own strength. Instead, we rely on his mercy. Advent is an opportunity to pause, to think more deeply about what it means to pray, Thy kingdom come. How do we live as faithful members of God's kingdom now? God is the one who loves justice, who establishes equity. To love him as the one means our willingness to make his priorities our priorities, for his justice to be seen in our actions. Jesus reminds the crowd that they went out to see in the wilderness a prophet. John is not frail or fickle, rather he is consistent, full of conviction, and committed to God's kingdom. He challenges us to place our trust in God. Are you the one? John, the prophetic voice from the margins, both proclaims and recognizes the fullness and nearness of God's kingdom. Like him, we stand on the cusp of a new age. We are called to be signs of God's kingdom. For in Jesus, that kingdom is one where violence is overcome through love. In him, he offers restoration and hope through peace. Are you the one, or are we to wait for another? We aren't destined to live life as if we were the sole arbiters of our destiny, but to turn the kingdom from ideal into reality through our attention to God and to one another. Dare we seek God's peaceable kingdom as we move from our worship into lives of work and service. God is the one who meets our human longing for love, who fulfills our desire for stability, intimacy, commitment, and faithfulness. In Christ, he meets us in our hopes and expectations. He remains constant, whatever the vagaries of our lives. Rather than mark us out of 10, he offers to draw near to us moment by moment by the power of his Spirit. May we, with John and all the prophets, be channels of that healing and reconciling love, pointing others to the one who loves us to the end. So let us pray. Almighty God, who in many and various ways did speak to thy chosen people by the prophets, and has given us in thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, the fulfilment of the hope of Israel, hasten, we beseech thee, the coming of the day when all things shall be subject to him who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen. Amen.